Let me touch upon the subject. First, that we should clearly understand the duality of the digital transformation. That suggests the understanding from Internet of Things to the DXC, that is a digital transformation for us, for the country to the decarbonizations. That to the measure the stream should be realized. The first is the internet self-propagating the permission, the crossover the industry, not only the issue of ICT, but also the common to automobile and drug and bio and so forth. The another is as a consequence of the decarbonization nature. A common crucial proposition in the same boat with no victims, nor the perfecters. That suggests the significance of the collaboration with a wide range of the global stakeholders, transcending the national border and the industries. And that might inspire the expected fusion of the diverse knowledge. That would be the essential. With such the understanding, first would analyze what the real state of such the challenge, taking the case of 100 world R&D top 100 leaders. Not only ICT, but also all the same as automobile and the drug. That typically is observed the bipolarization or the duality. Those firms with the very R&D intensive firms exceeding certain thresholds here marked R0 can enjoy the synergy or virtuous cycle between the increase in R&D and those the further R&D inducement against the ESG risk increase. While those the low R&D firms suffer compared to that the negative spin cycle, the vicious or the trade-off issue. On the basis of these findings, that the R&D challenge to ESG risk can be classified the duality of synergy or the trade-off. As demonstrated in the high R&D firms, that the challenge, the R&D-driven the breakthrough with understanding the nothing ventured, nothing gained, and then enjoy the synergy that is a virtuous cycle. While those the low R&D firms with understanding better be safe than sorry, without avoiding the risk for R&D and suffers the challenge that non R&D solution seeking, that's the result in the trade-off or the vicious cycle. With such findings, our challenge is how to construct such a numerical mathematical model explaining such the duality. So we challenged by taking 100 global R&D leaders and the ESG risk and the brand value assessment. With understanding those, duality, it can be attributed to the firm's learning and based on the growth mindset or the non-learning, depending on the fixed mindset. And inspired by these findings, that we developed the mathematical model that explained the duality function and take such the idea of the elasticity to inspect such the efficiency of such the behavior. That this the elasticity of ESG risk to R&D investment is how many either percentage of R&D could be either induced by either 1% the increase in ESG risk. This the figure demonstrates the such the dynamism. Demonstrates those firms with the higher R&D, the higher than the threshold, can enjoy the virtuous cycle that the R&D increase the enhance such the elasticity which the induces further R&D. The while those the low R&D firms, the smaller threshold, the suffer the vicious cycle. And the further this the suggests that the high R&D firms the confront the ceiling of the 13 in the R&D level. Therefore, while they are endeavoring to further increase R&D, but to be either protected by this ceiling. Therefore, for those firms attempt to further increase the ceiling, that lead to the dynamic duality and subsequent dynamic elasticity. And this could explain the real fighting the dynamism of the R&D firms. By utilizing those models, this demonstrates one of the typical cases. This is the ICT and automobile and the bio. Demonstrate the similar behavior. This is the case of the ICT by utilizing this model. And those the firms with the higher than certain threshold, in this case, $4.5 billion R&D investment. That is typical. The Amazon, Facebook, Huawei, the Samsung, Apple, Microsoft, and so forth, demonstrate the high level of the elasticity and the further the inducement by corresponding to the increase in R&D. Typically, these 3A and N, that the Amazon, the Alphabet, and Apple, and Microsoft, that demonstrate the significant virtuous cycle, demonstrate the synergy between the ESG risk and the corresponding the new perspective of the new business model. And those firms while enjoying the virtuous cycle between R&D and that new exploring the new business perspective. However, that depend on sustain the huge amount of R&D. That's the necessitate to the collaborate with us wide the broad stakeholders. Otherwise, it's the typically the tough work to sustain such a huge amount of R&D. And consequently, these leading firms endeavor the way the stakeholder, the capitalization to gaining the support from the stakeholders. The earthwide, not only the company, but the region, but also from the other countries. And this can be either explain the dynamism, how to gain such as the support from the stakeholders. With such understanding, we compare the stakeholder the engagement the structure in R&D, focusing on the top 10 R&D leaders. The Amazon, Alphabet, Huawei in China, Apple, Samsung, Microsoft, Facebook, and the Volkswagen in automobile, and Merck with drug and the Intel. And these the four other firms, that the three the A's and Amazon, Alphabet, the Apple, and the Microsoft that demonstrate the conspicuous stakeholder engagement structure. With such understanding, analyze the detailed dynamism in gaining the stakeholders' engagement. The focusing on empirical analysis of these identified the four leaders. That's the demonstration. And as a result of the comparative empirical analysis, we identified the key is the indices that are demonstrating the high either engagement of stakeholders. That can be understood. The resilient structure against the ESG risk. The typical is Amazon demonstrated the highest the R&D and elasticity, and so that can be the first. The CCC is a cash conversion cycle. That the shortest the cash conversion cycle enable to the provide the affluent the cash flow. That is essential for all the risk the investments as the R&D. And the next is zero, the total the return ratio. That means the net incomes are totally invested for R&D. The five others, such as Apple, the majority the feedback to the shareholders for. And another is the most advanced the stakeholder capitalization that R&D endorsed by stakeholders. Those that led to the highest R&D investment. And the fourth the point is not what is the highest of the crowd infra market the share. That's the Amazon endeavor, the priority basis the investment for the development of the crowd. That's the lead, the world highest share, the followed by is Microsoft. And the structure can demonstrate the resilient structure against. With these findings, the last part is to elucidate the inside the black box of such dynamism, focusing on the Amazon. Lessons from Amazon's Climate Pledge Initiative. The first, the dynamics of the Amazon's initiative can be identified. The code wrap with the virtuous cycle in accelerating the transformation of the R&D. That is the cash conversion cycle initiated, R&D and sales and the market capitalization. And based on such the dynamism, the Amazon Web Service, that the crowd that induces the brand value and instills the R&D function in it, which in turn induces the R&D, the leading to the co-evolution among the R&D and Amazon Web Service and the brand value. That could be the essential core in activating such dynamism. And through such the dynamism, by accumulating the machine learning experiences through the interaction, new function is developed in a self-propagating way. That can be demonstrated by this person. The diffusion function. And the interaction that enables the Amazon Web Service that instills the new function to the interacting the partners and increases learning experiences for further advance and expand the function. That further developed by providing the developed new function to the interacting the partners and gaining the growth that result from the partner for learning. This is very sophisticated the dynamism. And this can be the summarizes such dynamism by stepwise ways. Amazon has established the unique digital transformation dynamism by emerging the new function and instills them to the counterpart the inducting the partners, and then the learning the result of the growth, and the, it's the increase the growth R&D that enabled the further increase in Amazon Web Services knowledge that increases the emergence of the new function support. That the very is a sophisticated dynamism the involving the interacting with the partners. And the, this the summarize the sophisticated management system leading to such the transformation. The, based on the Amazon's empire chain, the big data collection system and architecture of participation, Amazon absorbs soft innovation resources, as we reviewed earlier, the, from the market and assimilate them into its business. With this dynamism, it transforms the content that is a routine or periodic alteration into the technology that is a significant improvement during R&D the processes. That's the secret of the Amazon's the highest the R&D, the growth the R&D. While the European Union doesn't accept that this is the definition for all the as the definition of the R&D, they are fighting. But the majority of the nations and organizations appreciate the, such the dynamism. With the, such the dynamism, once again, as we reviewed, the highest the elasticity and also the further increasing by corresponding to R&D increase can be accomplished. The, with the, such the sophisticated dynamism, the, let the review the challenge into the finance plus the ESG optimization. The taking the Amazon Web Services that driven the decarbonization. This is the very the important current issue. The Amazon the developed the 274 PV and wind sites, world's the largest the amount of the renewable the challenge. And the, this, the, thanks to this Amazon Web Services, the IoT the service, the all the data of the 274 the sites transformed to the renewable, the optimization the team. Then the, where the optimization of the demand and supply as well as financing of the whole value chain be is conducted. And the result feedback to this, the, each respective 274 sites. At the same time, the, through this the feedback the exercise, the Amazon Web Service can accumulate the learning the exercises and the advance and expand the, its function. Thereby, it is a very virtuous the feedback cycle that lead to the very the efficient the renewable energy sources development. The, another typical example is the advanced the digital fashion by the fusing the Amazon's the net and real. The first the, that the apparel or the clothing has very the highest the demand, the income elasticity, and also the demonstrate the highest share of the product the purchased by the global internet. However, at the same time, the, it contains the extremely serious the ESG risk, the, such as the impacting of the carbon discharge and also the working the conditions is claimed, and also the toxic. Therefore, the, every effort focused on the eco review and to the Amazon, the endeavor to the digital solution for advanced the digital fashion and made the every the successful the efforts from the 2017 and that's the change into the Amazon's the apparel, the product, the highest the category of the product. This explains the detail of the how other those are fusing the net and real in the developing that advanced digital fashions. And this is working with a PhD student for the fusing the net and real for advanced digital fashion. That is extreme in the crystal of the learning orchestration externality. The consequently, it developed the co-evolutionary dynamism, leveraging the stakeholder capitalization. So once again, against the decarbonization, that the advanced data fashion, the advancement can be attributed to the increase in advanced the Amazon Web Services the stock, and which the increase the that the increase in the Amazon Web Service the stock, the increase the apparel sales, which the contribute to the increase of brand value. And that the increase of brand value the convinced the stakeholder to bet the further the R&D that lead to the R&D jump. That is typically the of the very the sophisticated the dynamism. Thereby, either R&D jump leveraged by stakeholder capitalization can be either accomplished, as we either reviewed earlier. Then divided by stakeholder capitalization, Amazon conspicuously jumped to the world top R&D leaders have been realized. With this, the R&D assets, it endeavors the synergy in all the finance plus ESG, thereby either transforming ESG risk into a springboard for the new innovation. And confronting the increasing concerns of the decarbonization, that it attempts to the further accelerate the synergy by encouraging the earth-wide the stakeholders, the engagement. That the last the slide, the fusing the diverse knowledge inspired by the climate pledge mission. For that, the Amazon took the strong the initiative for this the climate pledge initiative. Well, the currently 321 firms from the 29 countries are involved, including the UPM and Neste from the Finland. And actually, they are the collaborating. Without the consciousness, that the invisible the collaboration and the enjoy the synergy the through the unconscious elaborate. But the realizing the significance of this effect, the strengthen the collaboration by the climate pledge, and that the accelerate the synergy. For example, Amazon not only is enjoying the offset from UPM, the Finland, the forest industry, forest, but the renewable, and also the incorporate the growth the function. While the UPM would embody the digital innovation, the learning from the Amazon, and the enjoying the virtuous cycle, which lead to the further the earth-wide utilization of the stakeholders, earth-wide the stakeholders. Now, the point could be either summarized. The rising ESG risk such as decarbonization and dualizing the companies into R&D-driven and the opportunity. And the growth-oriented high R&D companies with a desire for running the and reap the benefits the network expands. The Amazon typically is a constructed co-evolutionary system as we interviewed. And then the gain support of the aggressive R&D from stakeholders by convincing them of the synergy between R&D and ESG risk the mitigation. The based on the stakeholder engagement, the Amazon has demonstrated the innovation, the emergence effects beyond the network externality. For that, the climate pledge that promotes the mutual collaboration with a wide range of the global stakeholders that transcend national borders and in the industries, thereby unexpected the fusion of diverse knowledge is expected. That is the crucially the important in confronting to the increasing concern with for the decarbonization. That are the key points of my presentation. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Professor Watanabe.
Yes.
You compressed 10 years' work in 36 slides. Thank you very much.
Yes, okay.
The event is closed.